Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast today, a mixture of clouds and sun, going to be breezy, high only near 30. Kenosha right now, 29 degrees. It is 30 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 31 and 30 degrees in Racine. The Sunshine Supermarket at 16th Street and Taylor Avenue in Racine no longer has a license to sell beer. The licensing agent, Candace Ali, voluntarily surrendering it Tuesday afternoon. It means a scheduled due process hearing tonight at City Hall, and due to reported police activity and other problems at the business, will not be needed.
So they should be removing all the beer out. She just surrendered for the beer and stuff, so the due process hearing is now canceled because of that.
City Clerk Janice Johnson-Martin pointing out the beer license is just one operating component to the grocery store. The others are still legally in place.
There's nothing else the city can go after. That's what they were going. I mean, in that phase of it, the liquor license, there is still the soda and cigarette licenses that they still have and are allowed to sell that for right now.
A news release from the mayor's office notes that the police department will continue to, quote, monitor any nuisance activities on the premises and take enforcement actions as necessary. Candace Ali has been helping her husband navigate the permitting process, as well as language issues for a store on 16th Street, while emphatically stating recently there is no connection, including herself, to the Sunshine Mart. A Racine man who was found guilty by a jury last October on several charges reference robberies outside of a city tavern in December of 2015 has now been sentenced to 66 years in prison. Circuit Court Judge Faye Flancher also giving 45-year-old ML Powell 50 years of extended supervision. Powell convicted on four armed robbery with use of force charges, along with possessing narcotics with intent to deliver, and some bail jumping charges. Powell forcing three women into a car at gunpoint outside a Douglas Avenue tavern, ordering them to drive to Charles Street, where he took their purses and ran. 2 days later, Powell was accused of grabbing another woman's purse outside the same tavern, also striking her several times in the face with a handgun, and then dragging her across the parking lot until she finally let go of the purse. Kenosha County's Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee has a 6:30 meeting tonight in the administrative building downtown. One of the agenda items has a connection to some recent national doings. The Sheriff's Department is scheduled to present numbers for the fourth quarter and all of 2016 on revenue from the housing of federal detainees, which the county has done for several years. That information could tie into current dialogue nationwide about the new president's executive order regarding immigration and threatened loss of federal funding. Company in Milwaukee that makes sauces, ice cream toppings and ingredients plus dessert components has purchased 12 acres of land in Pleasant Prairie's Lakeview Corporate Park. Masterson Company planning to construct a 100,000 to 150,000 square foot building either later this year or next year, according to a spokesperson. The Biz Times reports it is unclear if this new building will replace Masterson's current headquarters on West National Avenue or if it'll be an expansion. Pleasant Prairie officials indicating they are aware of the sale but have not yet been contacted by the company. Cornell University hosted a ceremony at which Racine's S.C. Johnson Chairman and CEO Fisk Johnson formally announced the donation of $150 million from himself and the company to support the newly named Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business, which includes the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, the School of Hotel Administration, and the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management.
My many years at Cornell were one of the most rewarding and enriching periods of my life. It changed me in a lasting way that left me richer in knowledge, sharper in mind, stronger in character, and believing in life's possibilities. And I will be forever grateful to this university for that.
Johnson mentioning part of the donations, a $50 million challenge grant to help build the facility's endowment by another $150 million. Cornell's long history with the Johnson family and family business includes a failed initial effort creating a salt-based antifreeze in the Ford Model T, and his grandfather going to school.
The only downside was that all that salt rusted out every radiator it touched. And we ended up buying 500 Model T radiators that year. And that was actually when my grandfather was hurried off to Cornell to get a chemistry degree. And he was our company's very first chemist.
Another donation element, creation of the S.C. Johnson Scholars Program. Undergraduate students chosen from the Dyson and Hotels schools going to have the opportunity to participate in different events hosted by the company, including summer internships. Of course, S.C. Johnson donations in the Racine-Kenosha area include over $15 million creating the 21st Century Preparatory School, also to Gateway Technical College. 23 schools meet the deadline to accept students, though the Racine Parental Choice Program for the next school year is going to have a lot more of them, four more, in fact, than this year. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Racine Christian School in Racine and Catholic Central High School in Burlington are among the new schools that met the January 10th deadline to participate in the program, along with Badger State Baptist School in Oak Creek and Luther Preparatory School in Watertown. Students who live in the Racine Unified District and meet certain eligibility requirements can take part in the Racine Parental Choice Program, receiving a taxpayer-subsidized voucher to attend participating private or religious schools. According to the State Department of Public Instruction, more than 2,500 students have taken part in the program and since its inception in Racine, resulting in more than $39 million in payments to their schools of choice. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave announcing his first listening session of the new year to take place next Wednesday, February the 8th, in the village of Waterford. He'll meet with residents from 4 to 6 p.m. that day in the Waterford Village Hall at 123 North River Street. No appointments necessary. Members of the county executive staff will be there, other elected village and county officials as well, and supervisors for the area could attend, schedules permitting. Delagrave planning to hold similar listening sessions all around the county this year, generally on the second Wednesday of the month. The gathering in March has already been scheduled at the Cesar Chavez Community Center at Douglas Park in Racine. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee spent the better part of an hour last night talking about neighbor concerns about the grass-cutting frequency by a city-hired contractor at Vidian Cheska Park on the city's north side, which is a stormwater retention area, similar to Reservoir Park on the southwest side. Jerry Hoyman said that the grass is left to look like a hayfield or a windrow, and cutting it at that height, he said, only makes the park look unsightly.
The contract between the city and the contractor does provide provisions where the city would reduce payments to the contractor if the contractor left grass to build up, become unsightly, windrow, etc. But the city has not enforced the provisions of its own contract, and per Colette in the city attorney's office, no payment reductions were done. Well, we are told if you see something, say something, so we have, yet the city has done absolutely nothing.
Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen said that the current contract, which is about to be bid out again, will include more specific language, including the use of mulching mowers, perhaps additional cutting, though it would cost about maybe $1,500 more a year.
To say that we have this hasn't drawn, we haven't paid attention to this, I mean, I would say, you know, Tom Friedel, Tom Molbeck, and I, and Alderwoman Lemke wouldn't have met in the park. It's received scrutiny from the highest levels. The only person in city administration who hasn't been there is the mayor.
Street Superintendent Bill Fulstrom volunteered to personally oversee the contract for the mowing of the grass at Vidian Cheska Park. The committee voted to receive and file the grass-cutting concern based on the discussion, Public Works better knowing the issues, and the promise of greater oversight on the mowing. Amazon, which of course has two big distribution facilities along the interstate in Kenosha, going to be spending nearly $1.5 billion to build a new air cargo hub on 900 acres of land it will lease at Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. Amazon expecting to create 2,000 jobs when that hub opens, though when is unknown. Amazon doing more of its own shipping these days so it can deliver packages faster and cut down on both costs and the uncertainty of relying on third-party shippers. And Southeast Wisconsinites with 3-liter Volkswagen diesel vehicles may be getting a notice from the company looking to buy it back or at least fix a problem related to air pollution. It's part of Volkswagen's settlement after admitting that it set up software in the vehicles to allow cheating on emissions tests. The $1.2 million cost on buyback or repair could jump to more than $4 billion. That's if regulators take issue with the fix-up proposal. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.